Welcome to the Sarah Centrella Show. Join best-selling author, master life coach, and manifesting expert Sarah Centrella as she shares tips, tools, and inspiring interviews to help you create your dream life. It's time to hustle and thrive. Now, here's your host, Sarah Centrella.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the Sarah Centrella Show. I am jazzed for today's show because, as you know, I love getting incredible business tips and having these conversations that not only hopefully elevate your life as a listener, but mine as well. I'm always a little bit selfish with my gut, you know, with who I have on the show because I want to learn, I want to grow. And the guest that I have on today has helped me do both of those things. Like we've synced up probably about a year and a half, a little over a year ago, I guess, when we first met. And so I'm excited to jump on in and share some of the strategies for business, for all the good stuff. Welcome to the show, Lindsay Anderson. Thanks so much for being here.
Sarah, I'm so excited to talk to you. Thanks for having me on.
Heck yes. So not only are you an online business coach and consultant, but you were just featured on a brand new show on Netflix, which is called The Trust, which is super exciting. I binged the whole thing. Awesome show. So we'll get into both of those kind of big topics. But before we do that on this show, I always love to get a backstory first to kind of understand where your journey started and how you got where you're at today, like how you were able to build the success that you have today, but it didn't start there. It probably started, you know, how many ever years ago, and everything has probably not been easy along that journey. So take us back. Where did all of this start for you? And how has the journey been?
Yeah. So, you know, let's start at the beginning. I was born and raised, just kidding. I was born and raised in a very small town in Idaho. Okay. About 10,000 people. I remember when the first stoplight was put in. Okay. And I didn't really have entrepreneurs in my family. My parents worked regular jobs, although we were quite unstable. My father was a dairy farmer and we went bankrupt. And so we were always kind of like trying to get by and couldn't buy a yearbook, couldn't buy any of the things because you didn't want to put any more financial stress on the family. And for me, being an entrepreneur and really, I always had new ideas on how to make money. And so it made the most sense for me that when I finally like went to college, that I got my degree in information systems, which is computers and like internet and marketing, as well as business. And so that combined with my entrepreneurial spirit, combined with all of the money issues that I was born into, I've become now 20 years later, a veteran expert at helping people scale their online businesses. It is really such, that's where I am. And it all harkens back to where I was because I understand where people are coming from. I understand we have money issues and how much that can play into business. I understand that you need a strategy and a straight way ahead to actually build this business. But on the other side, everyone can make money online. Everyone with an expertise that is willing to put one foot in front of the other and to get out of their own way and to do scary stuff and to have a bunch of self-discipline can really have an online business that affords them more time, more money, more freedom, and more impact. There's a lot of buts there, but yeah, everyone can have it.
It can be done. And yeah, and you know, that's new in the last 10 years, right? So I think it opens up so many doors and opportunities that didn't exist for careers, for career paths, for, you know, people who want to do their own thing. But I want to kind of start a little bit with the first part that you were talking about, you know, growing up in a small town, you know, seeing your parents work really hard for whatever it was they had, which wasn't a whole lot. I grew up the same. I think you know that as well. And so those money blocks can be pretty serious and, you know, they can really kind of get in your way as you're trying to build something, you know, that you're passionate about and you care about, especially in an online world, which that is its own little devil.
Yes, it is.
Right? It takes a lot of energy. It takes a lot of vulnerability. It takes, like you said, consistency. It definitely is one of those things that is probably not for everybody. How did you go through kind of any process of letting go of any of those old beliefs to be able to build what you've built now and teach people how to be, you know, millionaires online and things like that?
Yeah. I mean, and you really have to.
And, yeah.
I had to, because it is, so previously on Lindsay's business, okay, I ran a web development company and a digital marketing agency. And as I was running this, I've done that for 20 years. That's also a side business of, not a side business, but also a business of mine. And I've done that for 20 years. Now, for most of my career doing that, I could sell anyone anything. I could sell them Facebook ads and a landing page and all these launch packages. And I never had a problem selling. But then to your point, Sarah, when you go and step up to sell your own methodology, your own expertise, you are not reliant on, hey, you can't, you know, Facebook ads. I'm just like the go-between. Then sales and selling yourself and making money, it becomes a whole different game, because that's when your business is truly a reflection of how you feel about yourself. If you're not so sure about the services and you're not so sure about if the value is there, that's exactly what your clients will shine back to you. And the more that you work through these money issues, the more you work through your self-value issues, the more you work through how much experience you have, the more money you can make. So those two I have found, especially when you're selling your expertise in courses and programs and services, it is paramount to your success.
Yeah, you really have to be the one that is believing in yourself, even if you're not quite there yet internally, right? If you don't, it comes across.
Right?
What are some of the tips that you give some of your clients on how to put it out there, maybe before, you know, when you're having a little imposter syndrome or whatever, before you feel completely confident? What are some things that people can do, especially, you know, I work with a lot of women entrepreneurs or solopreneurs who are just like, man, I love this business that I want to do. I love doing the thing. I don't want to be on social media. Like,
yeah.
How do people get over that?
Yeah. I mean, and it's a huge barrier, but like right now, social media is the best way to find your clients. If you don't want to be putting yourself out there, the fact is the only way to get over all of this resistance and I don't want to do this and I don't want to do that is to actually like do it. And then you find mastery in it. And then you're like, okay, doing it. And you've developed systems that will make it easier. But there is no special sauce that I can give you that, oh, this is going to make you feel so much better. The fact is, if you want to build an online business, it comes down to sales, which comes down to talking to people. It comes down to marketing, which is building an audience. And it comes down to systems. And that's how you find those three things, is how you find ease in your business and how you actually can flow and have this business that works for you and not the other way around. And so what's my tip? My tip is always 100, Sarah, which is if you hate sales, wherever in your business you're finding the most resistance, I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that. Behind that door is everything you want. So if you hate sales, okay, behind that door is a abundant business. And so 100 sales calls, 100 social media posts, 100 of these, 100 of those. And I'm not talking about 100 spread over 6 months. I'm talking about 100 like this week. Like, let's move. Let's get that expertise. Let's get that data. And let's find out how we can actually make this work. So that's my advice, is hundreds.
So this might seem like a really simple question, but I think it's a question that a ton of people have, especially when they're starting out. How do you get sales online? Instagram tells you have to like promote. That's the only way to get sales. But how
A big misconception is most people think they have a marketing problem. Mm-hmm. So they rely on social media and they rely on podcasts and they rely on this. And what you have to know is that marketing is only building an audience. There is no sales function in marketing that much. Okay. That's when you turn to sales. And that means that you have to, if you want to make money now and you have never perfected a one-on-one sales call, you're doing it the hard way. So my recommendation is, how do you make sales online? You use social media more like a virtual black book. And you're out there and you're actually networking with real people, maybe people you've met in person, maybe old customers, maybe people that you've been introduced to. But I teach creating a $1 million Rolodex where you're putting all of these contacts in and you're touching base. You're looking at their stories. You're allowing social media to introduce you to other people and to really start looking at social media as a micro, as like, this is a way to reach my contacts. And when you look at it from a micro level, the macro will take care of itself. So you start these reach outs, you have 100 phone calls, and you will start to know. All of my clients say this. All of their problems are like this. My perfect client always says this. And then you repeat that out on social media. And that's how you actually attract cookie cutter versions of your one true client. But most people hide behind marketing, hide behind social, when they have no idea who they serve, what they say, they have no experience. And you just got to get to the ground. I know it's not sexy, and make 100 phone calls. And once you do that, your marketing problems will be a thing of the past.
It's so true, because, you know, my background is in corporate sales, and no matter how high up you are in corporate sales, if you're still an individual contributor, you have to hit the phones like you are an inside salesperson. I mean, that is part of your job. I remember there was two companies that I worked for where I was a director. I had multiple, direct reports, and I was still on Mondays getting in my 100 calls on my prospect list as if I was 10 years before.
It's inside sales. Like,
just, yeah, it's a numbers game. You
and
have
it's a relationships game too. Yes.
Yeah. 100%. So how do you do that in an authentic way? I mean, obviously I would say the last year on Instagram, I feel like everyone is like, you know, whether it was an algorithm push or whatever, but now everyone is hitting the DMs so hard, you know, like the second someone follows, they're like, what can I help you with or whatever. What can you do to stay genuine and to stay, I guess, like, what are some tips on how to do that and not just be like LinkedIn DMs? Oh my God. I haven't checked LinkedIn DMs in 10 years because they're nothing but marketing. You know what I mean? So like, what do we do to still, I guess, reach that audience when it feels like now everyone is slamming the DMs like that?
Yeah. So, I'll say this. Number one, everyone's slamming the DMs. They're doing it for a reason because it works. I'll just say that. I'll put that out there. Okay. And it might seem like that to you, but like, you have to also remember everybody's in the silo and you're in marketing. And so you're extra sensitive to the whole situation. So something to note.
Very true.
But I don't really like the concept of like cold DMings for no reason, but let me answer your question. So first of all, reaching out to everybody on your $1 million Rolodex, that's not cold. That is, you have to remember something. Like, this is what you have to remember about cold. Okay. Or even lukewarm is if you have a connection point, hey, we talked on the phone 6 months ago. What's the connection point? Hey, we're both from Portland. Hey, we both know some of the same people. Tell them why you're reaching out. And when you have something common like that, then it doesn't seem so out of the blue. And you really have to slow it down. Like, don't try to sell them anything. Go in with sales as a service and be like, hey, you followed me. These are my tips that I give on my page. Thank you for following me. I also wanted to let you know that I host a masterclass coming up this Thursday called this. If you would like a free ticket, let me know. And that's how we handle new followers that come in. And then they have to meet, like, we go look at their account. We can tell that they're a real person. And then a message goes out like that. That's the system is, hey, you followed me. They followed me.
Right. Yeah.
You followed me. And then I have a masterclass that we give every single Thursday. This thing is I give on rinse and repeat. I'm not always recreating it, but this is the sales mechanism that hooks your sales to money. Your marketing to money is this IO event is more of a, like, this is my expertise. This is a group sales call. I give this every Thursday to people I met at networking, people I met over here, people I'm DMing, people over here. And I try to get 20 people in a room. And that's how I always fill up my sales calendar, is because I'm always giving this IO event. It's no skin off my nose. Every time I give it, I'm better at it. And right. I know it brings in high quality clients. So the DMs connect. Yeah. DMs connect over something personal, but don't forget your old sales contacts. People that you talked to 6 months ago, literally reach out to them. Hey, we talked 6 months ago. You were struggling with your irritable bowel syndrome. Are you still struggling with that? Because sales are all about emotions, and you catch somebody on the right day at the right time. That's when they're going to buy. It's like, that is it.
Yeah. It's so true.
That is as complicated as is.
The biggest sale I ever closed in corporate was a client that I built a relationship with at multiple different companies. Everywhere I went, I still had a relationship, you know, with him. And I had probably called in for about a year, like once a quarter at least, maybe more often than that. For about a year, he didn't have any needs. And then literally one day I called and he was like, we just fired the company that da 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 da. And if you can come here tomorrow, and it was the biggest, you know, the $5 million sale. And that was just, I mean, I've had many other examples of that. It is a timing thing. So the persistence piece of it is so clutch, right? Like if you're not showing up, someone else gonna pick up that phone and make that call
Day. And you put all that marketing work together, 100 people, for them to be like, not right now, or this isn't good right now. Like, and you're throwing it away.
Yeah. And you feel, you know, I think in the past I was always like, I have a close enough relationship with you that you should have picked up the phone and called me.
They do not.
That's not the way it works. It isn't. And I think a lot of people do a similar thing on social media. I've been guilty of it too, where I'm just like, well, if the content's good and I'm consistently putting out my good content, if someone needs me, they'll let me know.
It's too competitive.
Yeah. And it's just, I think changing from that mindset to a more proactive mindset was hard for me for a really long time, because I could sell other people's stuff, no problem.
Yeah.
You know, when it's your own baby, your own creation, it's hard to go out there and pitch yourself and say, hey, work with me, because, you know, and you kind of feel like, oh, well, if they want to, they'll let me know. I'm guessing that probably has come up in some of the coaching that you've done as well. I know women especially have a hard time selling themselves initially when they're building their business.
Yeah. And that, you know, and that just comes with experience. And I always really rely on, like, you also have your own methodology. This makes selling that kind of stuff so much easier. I know you have your future board methodology. Right. It's very step-by-step. And so when you can rely, hey, you don't have to like me, but look at all the results my method gets. Yeah. That makes it so much easier than just, don't you like me? Sign up for me.
Yeah.
And I think it's really, you know, it's a disservice, because you see all of the, it's like a misunderstanding when you get online that you'll have a launch, or you'll say buy from me, and then all the clicks and all the money will just come falling in. And we work, you know, I have a 7-figure business, we work with multiple 7-figure businesses, and it's not like that. Tracking your sales, having a system where you reach out, and that the systems is where you find the ease in your business, as well as an iterative approach to perfect things so you can actually get better.
Yeah, I love that. What are maybe two absolute key systems that you see a lot of business owners not have or not do that you're just like, oh my God, if we plug this in, it's going to be a game changer?
Number one, tracking sales. Got to be tracking it and those conversations and what they said to you last time. Because all I have to be like is, hey, last time, even this, you mentioned your mom was sick when we talked 6 months ago. How is she?
Right. Yeah.
That's it. And put little reminders on your Google to reach out to these contacts. So number one, sales, track your sales. The second, anybody's that's not batching content and like having it a month in advance, you're making a huge mistake. Because if you're waking up every day to post content, that adds so much stress and so much heartache to your day. Plus you're not even posting just strategic content. You're just like, blah, here it is. It's finally done. And you will not be getting clients that way. So those two things.
Oh, I love that. All right. Let's take a little shift into something that's probably been very exciting for you the last couple months, or, you know, especially the last month. So you were part of the cast of the brand new show on Netflix, The Trust, right?
Yes, I was.
Tell us all the things, all about that. How did that come about, first and foremost?
Yeah. So first of all, one more reason to do social media. So a scout actually reached out to me and he was like, I have this show. You should totally apply for it. So this was back before the pre-pandemic. So this was 2020. And so I applied for the show, walked through this thing, went through 4 or 5 interviews with like super famous directors that I was like, wow. And then nothing came of that show. And Netflix, and no, like, you're a cog in the wheel in this kind of thing. Right. Like, they don't care about you or your schedule.
Yeah.
So nothing happened for 4 years.
Wow.
And then I rolled in February of 2023, and there was an email that said, there's a show, you'd be perfect for it. It starts in 2 weeks. Do you have a passport? Like, that's all it said.
Wow.
And I was like, I had already done all the thinking. And I was like, yeah, I'm all in on this. So in a whirlwind, within 2 weeks, I was off to the Dominican Republic to go do a reality TV show with 11 other people. Yeah, it was awesome.
How was that experience? Was it everything you kind of imagined it to be?
Yeah. So I love reality TV. I watch a lot of Big Brother.
Huge reality whore over here.
Yeah, me too. Big Brother, Love is Blind, all the dating, you know, I love all of it and the competition shows. And so it was right up my alley. I mean, it was the trust. You can either like teamwork or you can just be selfish and go after money. So I was all in on it. The experience of being watched by the cameras and getting to know these people and just, it was surreal. And like we'd watch the, you know, the whales jump and it was, you were really set up, but then to also see behind the scenes and how production works and how everything kind of works and how reality TV is reality TV, but they do also have to tell a story kind of thing.
Yeah. I've done a couple various ones and reality is, you know, there's a reason why they make you sign a disclaimer, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, there's a lot going on behind the scenes for sure. But overall, was it a positive experience for you?
Yeah, I would absolutely do it again. It was great.
Yeah, it was a great show. I hope they do more seasons. It was super fun to watch. What is in the pipeline for you now? I mean, that's obviously an exciting new lane that's opened up. I'm sure it's going to open up many more doors down the road as well.
Yeah. For me, I am working on my second book, which is called The Unlaunch Method. So that will be released within the next month. And so that's really what my main focus is getting that book out there just to let people know, here's a step-by-step way to actually like get sales online. Like no pie in the sky dreams. Like this is literally the way that you do it.
I love it. When it comes to being an entrepreneur yourself, what do you think has been your greatest challenge?
My greatest challenge as an entrepreneur has been, that's a really great question, but I'm going to say the systems.
Yeah. Because for me too, just figuring them out is like, whew.
For me, I didn't want to be blocked in, and I'm a creative and I want to be like creating and here's something new and amazing. And the reality of running a $1 million business is it's systems and it's doing a lot of the same things over and over. So like being okay with that, because that's how it's done.
Yeah, it's so true. And I think getting the help that you need to understand what systems you need in your business is huge, and working with an expert like yourself who's like, oh, I do this every day. I know what the system, you know, I understand your business. I know what the system would be. Because for me, just trying to figure a lot of that stuff out on my own, probably the first three years was literally just trying to figure out systems, not only on the front end, like the sales and the marketing side, but on the back end too, understanding how those systems worked and how to automate and just all of that stuff. I think it was totally a challenge.
Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and be willing to say, like, if your specialty is not business ownership, marketing, and sales, you building a $1 million business without burning out is very minimal if you don't get help, because what you have to know, it's a lot. Like, you have to know a lot, and it's more than just like marketing, right? It's like profitability and how do I make money and how do I keep people here? And there's just a lot that goes into it that you wouldn't know unless that's your experience. So get the help so that you can just take the steps.
Yeah, absolutely. I love this. Thank you so much for sharing so openly your tips and your tools, because I know they worked. I've implemented several in my business when you and I have worked together, and they're so helpful. Honestly, so helpful. So, and I think your tip about, you know, engaging through the DMs and then having some sort of process, whether it is a weekly webinar or kind of whatever that funnel process is for you, and then following up with people individually is huge, right?
Like, yeah, it's just how it's done. And you can do it in a system. It takes an hour a day, and then you have all the sales you need.
Yeah. And then ask for the sale when you're on
that call. Yes. There's a whole, like, if you haven't been trained in sales and you're thinking, I can sell off rapport because people like me, I'm sure you can, but you are missing out on psychological triggers that can be used in a effective sales call.
Absolutely. I love it. So I'm going to put all of your links in here. Is there anything specific that you have going on that you want to let everybody know? And other than the links and
yeah. So that weekly event that I was just talking about, if you want to know my simple four-step system on how to attract high quality leads from social media and actually make money from them, sell people your stuff, then all you need to do is head over to lindsaya.com and the next one of those will be highlighted on the homepage for you. So just go get signed up, join me, and I'll walk you through my system.
Oh, I love it. The link is here in the notes, everybody. Go follow Lindsay, and thank you so much for all of this amazing advice. And until next time, everybody, get out there and hustle and thrive.
Thanks for listening. And remember, if you got value from today's show, please spread the love by clicking subscribe, leaving a stellar review, and telling everyone you know. And join us next time on the Sarah Centrella Show.